Heading, Evangelistic Visiting. Subheading, Follow Up the Interest. A minister may enjoy sermonizing, for it is the pleasant part of the work and is comparatively easy. But no minister should be measured by his ability as a speaker. The harder part comes after he leaves the desk in watering the seed sown. The interest awakened should be followed up by personal labor, visiting, holding Bible readings, teaching how to search the scriptures, praying with families and interested ones, seeking to deepen the impression made upon hearts and consciences. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 255, 1885. Subheading, The Answering of Questions. The minister is sufficiently equipped for his work who does not know how to meet the people at their homes and come into close relation to their needs. The people should be allowed to ask questions concerning subjects presented that seem to be obscure to them. The light of God is to be brought before their vision. How often, when this has been done, and the minister has been able to answer their inquiries, has a flood of light broken into some darkened mind, and hearts have been comforted together in the faith of the gospel. This is the way we are to work in order to flash the light into the minds of those who are seeking a knowledge of the way of salvation. Review and Herald, April 19, 1892. Subheading, Training Follow-Up Workers. Some should now be in training connected with you, so that if you should be called away to some other place, they might continue to exercise a gathering influence. Let us pray in regard to this matter. We must pray and work and believe. The Lord is our efficiency. Letter 376, 1906. Subheading, Effective Method for Men of Ordinary Talent. Men of ordinary talents can accomplish more by personal labor from house to house than by placing themselves in popular places at great expense, or by entering halls and trying to call out the crowd. Personal influence is a power. The more direct our labor for our fellow men, the greater good will be accomplished. You must come close to those for whom you labor, that they may not only hear your voice, but shake your hand, learn your principles, and realize your sympathy. Review and Herald, December 8, 1885. Subheading, Teaching Healthful Living by Personal Work. No teacher of truth should feel that his education is completed till he has studied the laws of health and knows the bearing of right practices on the spiritual life. He should be qualified to speak to the people intelligently in regard to these things and set them an example that will give force to his words. The teaching of correct habits is a part of the work of the gospel minister, and the minister will find many opportunities of instructing those with whom he comes in contact. As he visits from house to house, he should seek to understand the needs of the people, presenting right principles and giving instruction as to what is for their best good. To those who have a meager diet, he should suggest additions, and to those who live extravagantly, who load their tables with unnecessary and hurtful dishes, rice cakes, pastries, and condiments, he should present a diet that is essential for health and conducive to spirituality. Letter 19, 1892.